From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egypt answered a bloody machine gun attack on a bus carrying Coptic Christian pilgrims. Cairo launched airstrikes at terror bases in Libya where the militant gunmen were believed to have trained. Edward Uranian reporting now from Cairo, more than two dozen Christians were killed.
Egyptian media said the victims were pilgrims who were on a journey to the monastery of the Prophet Samuel, revered and visited by Coptic Christians across Egypt. A woman survivor told Egyptian TV from her hospital bed that the group's bus was ambushed by terrorists. She says that their bus was carrying around 40 pilgrims and that they were attacked by a group of armed men. Coptic Christians have been targeted in a number of recent terror attacks across Egypt, including two suicide attacks on Coptic churches in the Nile Delta town of Tanta and the port city of Alexandria. Nearly 50 people were killed in those attacks. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Washington Post newspaper is reporting that Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, discussed with Russia's ambassador to Washington the possibility of setting up a secret communications channel between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin. Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion between his campaign team and Russia. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has requested that President Trump's political organization submit all Russia-related documents, including emails and phone records dating back to 2015. There is a separate federal probe being held right now by the U.S. Justice Department's special counsel. This is VOA News. President Trump wanted to talk about North Korea and counterterrorism at his first Group of Seven summit, but European leaders had climate change on their minds. Specifically, they are looking for a commitment by Mr. Trump, who once called climate change a hoax, to adhere to the Paris Accord signed by President Barack Obama. Theresa May is the British Prime Minister.
The United States is considering its position in relation to these matters and what its policy is going to be. But there is no doubt around the table about how important this particular issue on climate change is.
Despite President Trump's reservations about the Paris Accord, all sides are indicating the talks went well. And today, Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni, the host of the summit in Sicily, stressed that the ties between Italy and African nations and said that Saturday's discussions would focus on the necessity of a 360-degree partnership among the countries of the G7, the international organizations, and the countries of Africa. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who helped topple economic barriers between the Soviet Union, China, and the West, as U.S. President Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, has died. He was 89. His death was announced on social media late Friday by his daughter, MSNBC host Mika Brzezinski. She called him the most inspiring, loving, and devoted father any girl could have. Not long ago, Brzezinski spoke before the Washington think tank, the Atlantic Council.
I do feel strongly that we live in an age in which freedom is in fact the destiny of the future. We live in an age in which, for the first time in all of human history, the vast majority of mankind is politically awakened.
In recent years, Brzezinski devoted his efforts to bring the former Soviet republics into NATO. That's the North American, North Atlantic, that is, treaty organization. British police say they have arrested two more people, this in connection with the suicide bombing earlier in the week after an Ariana Grande concert. Manchester native Salman Abedi blew himself up in the lobby of the Manchester Arena Monday night, just after Grande finished her concert. The explosion killed 22 people, wounded at least 116 children and adults, many of them young girls. Meantime, Grande says she will be returning to Manchester, England soon to play a benefit show to raise money for the victims and families of this week's terrorist attack. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.